Highbridge Audio presents The Bones Beneath by Mark Billingham. Read by the author.
Prologue. What am I doing here? He'd thought they were burglars. Reasonable enough assumption, all things considered. His eyes snapping open at the terrible melody of breaking glass. The creeping downstairs in his dressing gown. The two dark figures so out of place in his tiny white kitchen. Something about the stillness of them not quite right, though, thinking back. The absence of anything even close to panic, and the hands thrust deep into pockets like nobody was in any rush. The way they seemed to be waiting for him, all so bloody obvious in hindsight. He'd thought he could tell what they were looking for. He'd glimpsed something in their flat, wide eyes, and guessed that maybe they knew how he earned his living, that they thought there might be stuff lying around the place. He'd shouted, told them that if it was drugs they were after, they were being stupid, that he didn't keep anything like that at home. He'd taken a step towards them, moved into the dim greenish light to make sure they got a good look at him. The digital clock on the pristine chrome cooker said 02:37. He'd told them to piss off, offered them the chance to leave, promised he'd just go back to bed and pretend it had never happened. He'd seen the hint of a smile then. The pale face of the taller one, framed by the dark hood, caught the glance and the nod from the shorter of the two, and been shocked to see the tight, sharp features of a girl, a slash of cheekbone and full lips, and something glinting on the side of her nose. They were just a couple of junkies, for Christ's sake. Chances. He'd decided he could take them, could give it a damn good go at any rate. So he'd yelled and rushed, trying to take them by surprise, to get one or both of them off balance.